Trouble for TurboTax and United too. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Just in time for tax season, the Federal Trade Commission has issued a final ruling against Intuit, the maker of TurboTax. The FTC is ordering Intuit to stop what it calls deceptive advertising for its online tax filing software. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the details.
The FTC says Intuit deceived consumers by running ads claiming some of its tax products and services were free when most consumers would in fact have to pay for them. The agency ordered Intuit to stop making what it called deceptive claims and says Intuit can only advertise something as free if it's free for everyone, or disclose the percentage of consumers who actually qualify for the free product or service. Intuit marketed its TurboTax Free Edition as a basic version of its software that was free for taxpayers with simple returns. Intuit says it's immediately appealing the FTC decision. The company says it has always been, quote, clear, fair, and transparent with its customers and is committed to free tax preparation. Intuit also points out it doesn't have to pay a penalty. The FTC ruling on Intuit comes as the IRS rolls out its own free electronic filing service this tax season. Taxpayers in more than a dozen states can participate in a pilot program this year. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We've got our first look at how the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes is hitting airlines' bottom lines. Aside from Alaska Air, United is the other domestic airline that uses MAX 9s, and it has reported earnings. United expects to lose money in the first 3 months of the year, even though demand for air travel is strong. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
United is forecasting that the grounding will cost about 3 percentage points more in non-fuel operating costs. Considering that airlines run a low-margin business, the added costs and the loss of capacity will pull the airline into a loss during the first 3 months of the year. That loss will be bigger than analysts expected, between 35 and 85 cents per share. The good news is that United expects full-year profits will likely beat expectations as demand for premium seats remains strong. But that forecast comes with a caveat that MAX 9s are back in service next month. The Federal Aviation Administration has already idled the planes for longer than initially expected. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Now to the Caribbean island of Barbuda, part of the two-island nation of Antigua and Barbuda. New multi-million dollar tourist resorts there are in the works, as well as a new international airport. This development has sparked a divide on the island. Some see it as a threat to their culture and way of life. Others see it as bringing much-needed jobs and development. The BBC's Caroline Bailey reports.
From a beautiful pink sandy beach, environmentalist John Mussington points out two private resorts at either end of Barbuda's southern coast. It's known as the Barbuda Ocean Club, and they're building hundreds of multi-million dollar residences and a golf course.
Luxury properties are built, golf courses are going to be built. Sale of these luxury properties and put them behind fence for persons living private lifestyle will mean large areas of resources we depend on for livelihoods will no longer be available to us.
John is worried about the environmental impact, as the larger of the two resorts is within an area declared by the Intergovernmental Ramsar Convention as a wetland of international significance. The developers leading the project, the American firms PLH Barbuda Limited and the Discovery Land Company, declined our request for an interview. but said in a statement that the project was approved in a transparent and inclusive process, and that they're doing a lot of environmental work, including restoring wetlands, and also that they've created hundreds of jobs for Barbudans. But John has taken the government to court over another aspect of the project, the construction of an airport in the middle of the island, which he says is in an environmentally sensitive area.
No proper environmental impact assessment was done. And when an impact assessment turned up, the review by the Department of Environment said it was totally inadequate.
The case has been heard at the Privy Council in London, Antigua and Barbuda's highest court. If John wins, he'll have the right, that's been denied to him, to challenge the project and call for a judicial review, where a judge would look at the lawfulness of the process. But others, like local businesswoman Kelsina George, who runs Barbuda Cottages, see the high-end resorts as good for the island's economy.
They've hired a lot of Barbudans. All the young people, everyone went to work there. And from what I gather, they're pretty happy with the money.
And that's what the government based in Antigua says is the priority. Charles Fernandez is the Tourism and Investment Minister.
Well, I think it's a vision of the government to bring Barbuda to a level where it has full employment. Barbuda is going to generate, when it's fully operational, is going to generate a tremendous amount in taxes.
Barbuda is not alone. Around the world, there are similar battles taking place as small paradise communities in beautiful locations attempt to balance economic need against protecting their own cultures. In Barbuda, I'm the BBC's Caroline Bailey for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.